Nick Skowerton tore his ACL on day one of camp, and Carolina's entire pass rush leap just died at 21.
Wait, what? Day one, before pads even cooled?
Carted off in tears. Every Panther took a knee. Season over. I felt that one in my chest.
Skowerton ACL gutting Carolina, Clark daring the league to suspend her, and Tom Holland turning Hot One's vomit into a flex.
This kid is 21. Second-round pick, 51st overall. Tied Derrick Brown for the team, lead with 5 sacks in just 8 starts last year.
I hear you, but 5 sacks in half a season is a sample, not a blueprint. Depth charts exist for exactly this.
Oh, come on. 47 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, 9 quarterback hits. High motor. Bryce Young said he turns into a different competitor.
See, that's the thing, Young quotes, do not replace production opposite Jaylon Phillips. They spent big on Phillips for a reason.
They built the room around the leap landing. Phillips got the biggest free agent check. Now the edge is a crater.
Hot crater talk. One torn ACL, and you bury the whole front. Rappaport said done for the season. Brutal, yes. Fatal, no.
I watched the knee buckle on a wet field in Charlotte. Hand over his face. That is not a footnote. That is the gods smashing the remote on opening night.
I hear you, but every team loses edges. The ones who survive have next man up answers ready before camp starts.
Not this one. They spent like the leap was guaranteed. Entire 2026 wiped before the first padded practice.
Fair. The timing is vicious. Still, calling the blueprint gutted assumes no one else can rush the passer.
Name them. Who matches that motor at 21? The energy is gone. Carolina just got punched in the mouth.
Nobody matches it tomorrow. That is my point. They have months to scheme around it. Panic is not a plan.
Panic is honest. I am not schemeboarding this. My gut says the season tilted already.
And my spreadsheet says one player does not erase a whole defensive investment. We will see whose lens wins.
Clark got her 7th technical in a 123-88 demolition and told the world she will never back down.
Wait, what? 7th? And the fever already appealed.
Late 3rd, up 95-67. She said scoreboard after Rivers claimed she was locking her up. Pure Clark.
I hear you, but the market is already pricing her like a suspension risk. That intensity is great until it sits her.
Oh, come on. That fire is what makes her her. She said it herself. The league wants quiet. She is not selling it.
See, that's the thing's second appeal in a month. The Liberty one got upheld. Patterns matter more than vibes.
Franchise record points, and they still want her to flinch. I love that she will not.
I'll love it until the betting board shorts her minutes. I am fading the hero narrative here.
Dumb question a casual fan would ask. Does scoreboard even count as a touchable offense, or is this just the refs protecting soft egos?
Both. Words to an opponent after a reach-in plus the toss to the official. Refs had a choice and took the loud one.
Exactly. They want a quieter product. She keeps handing them the opposite, and I am here for every second.
I hear you, but continue to control your emotions is not a plan when the next tech could cost real games.
She will not calm down. Tattoo that on every sports book. The money gets stupid when people bet against the fire.
Or the money gets smart when the suspension lands. We disagree on which side of that bet is dumb.
Tom Holland just became the first Hot Ones guest to vomit on set, and he sounded proud of it.
11 years. Roughly 399 episodes. Nobody until Spider-Man.
Finished every wing. Answered every question. Then painted the floor with pure milk and said you can use that.
I hear you, but owning the puke is still a promo disaster dressed up as honesty.
Oh, come on. He checked his Louis Vuitton, laughed with tears in his eyes, and declared he loved being first.
See, that's the thing most stars lawyer up. He left it in the cut. That is either genius or chaos.
Genius. He spoiled it to Matt Damon days earlier. Nailing the milk became the whole story.
Hot milk flex. I will give him the honesty points. Still not sure it sells the movies better than keeping lunch down.
It sells him. Most honest celebrity moment of the year, and he knew it the second he stood up.
Fair enough. He turned the disaster into the clip. I still would have bet against anyone actually going that far.
Ledger time. I took Detroit over Kansas City yesterday. Final was KC3, DT4. I am 1-0.
I took Kansas City and ate it. 0-1. My excuse, late bullpen chaos I cannot diagram.
Running records stand. Give me the Yankees over the Phillies tonight. New York just feels sharper.
Give me the Dodgers over the Mets. I will take the cleaner rotation side and sleep fine. Tomorrow we dig into whatever fallout hits Carolina and whether Clark's appeal lands before tip.
That's the rundown. Same time tomorrow. Bring your takes.